We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. As President Trump was pressuring Ukraine to look into Hunter Biden's ties into a Ukrainian gas company, comes word that federal prosecutors here in New York are now looking into whether Rudy Giuliani stood to personally profit from a Ukrainian gas business involving two of his associates who are now under indictment. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman are two Soviet-born businessmen who are said to have pitched plans to Ukrainian officials this year to build a pipeline from Poland to Ukraine to carry natural gas from the United States. They're also said to have pushed for investigations into the Bidens and alleged interference by Ukraine in the 2016 U.S. election. Well, some sources say Parnas and Fruman called Giuliani a partner in the pipeline venture. Another person said the men described him as a prospective investor. Giuliani denies any involvement in the company or the pipeline pitch. A rally in Brooklyn by tenants left homeless by a fire nearly a year ago. They're demanding the landlord finally fix the building.
Nine months of sleeping on couches and in hotels for half the tenants of 180 East 18th Street. Gail Nurse among the 18 of them.
Basically, it's frustrating, and it's like you try to hold on to your sanity.
The displacement adding insult to injury after an electrical fire consumed the top floor in February.
I was right below the fire. I'm on the fifth floor, and my place was water soaked.
The tenants' lawyers say the building has over 420 HPD violations and several stop work orders for improper repairs. Tenants in court today, like Sunday Bestman, are fed up with landlord Judah Rosenfeld.
We're not here to beg, we're here to demand.
They're demanding compensation, but most importantly, repairs. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in downtown Brooklyn.
Mike Bloomberg is prepping to use the power of his own purse to go after President Trump as he decides whether to launch a 2020 bid for the White House. The billionaire former mayor is launching a $100 million online ad campaign attacking the president. Bloomberg himself is not featured in the ads, but top advisor Howard Wolfson says there will be other ads that do feature him. He says you will be seeing a lot of Mike Bloomberg. St. Patrick's Cathedral plans an anti-terrorism security upgrade, but homeless advocates are not happy about it. Church officials, on the recommendation of the NYPD, will install a decorative protective iron fence atop the stone wall at the Madison Avenue end of the cathedral that is outside the residence of Cardinal Timothy Dolan. Homeless people frequently gather on that wall. Advocates call the action hostile. Well, Archdiocese spokesman Joe Zwilling said the installation has nothing to do with the homeless and that the Archdiocese and Catholic Charities do more than any other private organization to care for the homeless in New York. Well, good news for retailers near Yankee Stadium. They've learned about a deal that will allow them to continue to sell the team's merchandise.
The blocks of River Avenue along Yankee Stadium come to life on game day.
Not only to watch the game, but to enjoy the environment right here, experience the community, yes, shopping.
Yusuf Abadi's family owns Ballpark Sports, the walls filled with MLB-licensed jerseys, in which Nike notified Ballpark and seven other vendors that they could no longer sell.
Almost 80% of the revenue for these businesses is derived from MLB and Nike merchandise.
But a deal was struck with Nike, and the Yankees jerseys remain for sale in all eight shops. Al Jones, 1010 Winds on River Avenue.
A narrow escape for some women on Long Island. Police say a 54-year-old Andrew Fry of Coram arranged two separate meetings with two women and then tried to abduct them. In both cases, the women escaped by jumping out of his moving vehicle. The U.S. attorney says Fry has a history of violence against sex workers. Some of the evidence they took from Fry's home includes a rope, zip ties, and manuals on how to tie knots. He'll be arraigned this afternoon in Central Islip. Officials say he may have targeted other women and that anyone with information is asked to please call 1-800-CALL FBI. Be on alert if you're standing near the curb while on your cell phone. May get swiped.
Ronnie Selig was doing what many New Yorkers do Monday evening, looking at the Uber app on her phone, waiting for a car to pick her up, when a bandit on a red bike snatched her phone.
It was as if, you know, a predatory animal, like flying over the ocean and going down and grabbing a fish.
That was on Madison and 67th Street, just blocks from the 19th Precinct, after trying to chase him down, screaming. She went to report what happened and discovered she wasn't alone.
Two other women came in right after me in the same distraught emotional place, and they said the exact same thing.
But on her phone, somehow the culprit was able to transfer $3,500 out of her bank account. So she says she's keeping her phone in her purse while on the street. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds on the Upper East Side.
In some states, pot is perfectly legal, but in New Jersey, someone is arrested on marijuana charges every 14 minutes. That's according to a new study released today by the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey. The most recent data from 2017 shows New Jersey police made well over 37,000 arrests for marijuana possession or distribution that year, close to 100 a day. The arrests represent a 34% increase from just 4 years ago. And despite similar usage, the study says African Americans are arrested at three times the rate of white people for marijuana possession. Well, the ACLU is pushing for New Jersey to legalize recreational pot, saying that would put a huge dent in ending the racial disparity in drug arrests. Suffolk County police have arrested a quorum teen for allegedly driving under the influence of drugs last night in Medford. They say the 16-year-old fled a police stop, attempted to ram a police vehicle, kept driving, and ultimately struck another cop car. The teen, who has not been identified, was taken into custody. Police say a 19-year-old passenger was arrested for marijuana possession. A 17-year-old passenger was released to his family. There were no injuries. Got some time to spare before you catch your flight at JFK? How about going ice skating? The new TWA Hotel has a rink. Runway rink is installed on the tarmac near the hotel's Connie Cocktail Lounge. It opens on November 30th and has hours 7 days a week through the end of February. The cost is $15, $10 for kids under 12. Skate rentals cost an additional $10.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.